Agenda paper 6 then again is just a very short pack of slides. This time focusing on the discussion paper, which is the research project, which is the main task of this group and the project going forward. Again, the first couple of slides you're familiar with, you've seen them before. Again, just I am slightly paranoid and I'll apologise for it, but just I need to keep my own head clear that I've got two separate projects and I don't muddle the two of them too much, so apologies for labouring points. But moving on to slide 5, I thought it would be a useful point in time to give a reminder of the issues that we were planning to include in the discussion paper. This was discussed by the board in December 2012, and this is the list of issues that the board at that time thought would be useful to include in the discussion paper. And I thought now is a good time to act as a reminder of that and do a quick check to see whether there are any additional points that we perhaps should be adding in at this stage. I couldn't think of anything that we should be deleting, but you can tell me that anyway. So just very quickly, I think we've already gone a long way in covering the loss of some of these points. So what do you mean by rate regulation?
Hello?
Hi, Tim.
Yeah, we lost you.
Or did
we lose everybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not sure I'm upset about that or not.
Maybe we should send an email.
Yeah, because I can't hear anything either.
Dialing.
Well, let me see if I've got something here. Hold on. Are we back? Is that just us?
I think it's just us.
Okay.
I'm just dialing into my video conference again to see if I can get some. Saying I'm already on the call.
Just sent a quick email.
Funny that you and I are
see if
still
it
on.
Brings anything up? Jane may not be checking hers, but I sent it to Catherine Maybin, who was always been helpful. We should try dialing back in. There's a.
Yeah, I've been dialing.
You've been trying it on another line?
Yes, I've been trying it on another line, and it says I'm on the line.
Okay.
That's what I'm getting when I dial back into the teleconference. It says you can't dial in because you're already on. Already.
Yes.
Well, we're not quite on.
Right. You're on with each other.
They're going to hit the button and say, are you on the phone, do you have any questions? Catherine Maybin just responded and said she forwarded it to their IT guys and they'll fix it as soon as possible.
Okay.
So a little bit of patience or another 20 minutes and it's done anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say.
Just think how bad it would be if we were in the room and the sound went off.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
Yeah, well, I'm sure if you're like me, you've been checking your emails and
doing other stuff.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that too loud, but yes.
Right.
I'm not smart enough to do all of that.
Nor am I.
Multitasking. I do have to pay attention.
Oh, yeah, to get the salient point.
Comes up with to put in the discussion paper. Hey, Karen, welcome back. Sorry,
we're back.
We lost
Thanks.
You for a moment.
All right.
Here's Brian as well. It sounds like you're back too.
Brian's back.
Excellent. We're on slide 7 of the main project update and just trying to give a little timeline. Just explaining that in quarter one of 2014, very early in that quarter, we get the responses back from the conceptual framework discussion paper. And obviously, the preliminary views that the board will be looking at developing for the rate regulatory discussion paper will be influenced by the views that are currently in the discussion paper for the conceptual framework. Depending on the comments coming back from the conceptual framework, the board may change those preliminary views, which may have a knock-on effect to the preliminary views in the rate regulatory project. So, again, it's just flagging up that we're in a constant motion. Hopefully it's a forward motion, but it is a motion and nothing is fixed in place right now. But it means that realistically we're probably looking at the discussion paper for rate regulation coming out in Q2 rather than Q1 to give us time to go through the deliberations and just do a sensibility check on those conceptual framework responses. So I guess my question is, are people comfortable with that sort of timeline? And it also leads us to a question as to input from this group and what the next stage will be in input from this group and commitment of your time to the third meeting. I'll just open it for comments before I make a suggestion. Just to
I remember that in our last meeting here, there was an expectation to conclude the project until 2015. Now, what's your opinion about the deadline of the project?
It's difficult, so that's the sort of issue of any final guidance that we might produce. I think in terms of the timescale for that, obviously it is very fluid because it's so dependent on each stage coming back. But if we can get to a position with the discussion paper in Q2 of 2014, we would look to start re-deliberations on that in Q4 of 2014. This is where it gets difficult, because if we get positive reactions and it fits in with the conceptual framework, it potentially could move very quickly from there and we could still be talking 2015. If it's difficult, you know, it will push it out. But I mean, if we do deliberations on a discussion paper in late 2014, we'd be looking at an exposure draft probably Q2-ish. Halfway through, Q2, Q3, 2015. Deliberations on that at the back end of 2015. Issuing of a final standard potentially in 2016, which I think is pretty much on track with our...
It's a very, very long period of
It is very elastic, but of course the having the interim standard in place gives us an incentive to try and keep that period as short as possible, so we do, you know, keep a level of playing field.
As I said before, I think that the interim standard is not fair, because if countries have decided to apply previously cannot apply it, and the other countries yet, so it's something that sounds difficult to understand. In our, from our fair point of view. And then we are waiting 5 years, 2016, so it's on time, from my point of view. But they're almost dying, I think, for all the decisions.
Yeah, like I say, life ain't fair, but we try and make it as fair.
In this case, Jesus is our official speaker.
We are going to move our cup to Canada. We are great. I will see with my sermon.
It is very difficult, but I guess that means that, you know, that please don't see the interim as the final standard, which I keep saying, you know, that there is no guarantee that those people on the interim are going to have that forevermore. It is intended as a... I guess in terms of next steps and do we meet again, I thought Michael and I have discussed this briefly, but it's open to comment. Our thoughts were that we will try and plow forward with foreign shells.
Not only that, shall we meet again? I believe there's one fundamental issue that has not been addressed, is whether or not we can recognize it. And I don't know where you're going to land, and I don't know what's going to be written around that. So if there's one topic that I would certainly be interested to talk on, the discussion paper would be around that. But maybe it can be very clear in the conceptual framework and also in the paper.
Yeah, I thought, well, actually, one thing I did omit to say, there is one additional meeting where that will be discussed. That is, there's a meeting of the Accounting Standards Advisory Forum in early December, and it's the 5th and 6th of December. And the paper that was discussed by the board in October, looking, which is in appendix paper 2 of this meeting, which is the rights and obligations of those teachers, together with the paper that will be discussed by the board in next week's meeting, have been kind of combined together so that the advisory forum has got a bit more background to work with. That will be discussed in the first step. That will really feed in quite a lot into the discussion paper as well. I'm slightly reluctant to say let's definitely meet in March time. I appreciate lots of people have got December year ends, but we'll be a huge commitment to them, and I know it's a big commitment to come over here for a full day's meeting, so perhaps we suggest that we maybe fix a date but don't fix any travel and just decide at the time whether we think that it's going to be a phone call or a face meeting. We possibly won't make that decision until we get into February time, where we'll have a much clearer picture of where the discussion paper is going. perhaps maybe even slightly later have a working draft, an early draft of the discussion paper, and then maybe contact you and see whether you think any issues could be covered by a phone call or email exchanges or whether you need a face-to-face meeting. Have any preferences or would that seem to sense coming? Am I right, by the way, in making an assumption that January and February would be a somewhat daft time to set a date for a meeting?
It's cold in London.
Yes, because January and February for preparers is a very busy period, no?
Yeah. Well, I think that takes us to the end of the update. We've actually covered the next steps as well in the same cases, and we are now 11 minutes ahead of schedule. Especially this morning, I thought we might be 11 hours over schedule, but we've done very well to come back on track. So I'd like to just take the opportunity. Has anybody else got any other business that they would like to raise at this point in time? Just making sure that those on the phone have got an opportunity to jump in.
Thank you, Mel.
We're good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm looking at Karen because I can see you now. Are you okay, Karen?
Jane, I just wanted to ask about, I participated in a roundtable discussion here in Toronto about a month back, where we were looking at and exploring at different or new assets and liability definitions, which seemed to me to go a long way to avoiding, if just the direction of that conversation was any indication about this notion of creating rights and legal obligations, that you could eliminate the need for a separate standard that would authorize or give rights to reg assets and liabilities. So by refining the accounting definition of asset and liability, you could in fact capture it. I don't understand how this process dovetails with that one, I guess. Are they just two completely different streams?
Sorry, Kat, was that a roundtable on the conceptual framework?
Yeah, I think you're talking about the roundtables on the conceptual framework and the proposals in that discussion paper to modify the definition of assets and liabilities?
Yes.
Okay. And I think it was a question of whether, if those go ahead as outlined in the discussion paper, whether that change in the definition would itself, those changes would themselves eliminate the need for a long-term project on rate regulated. That was your take in terms of listening to what the potential impact of the
That would be my best hope, but obviously. That's not really what's intended, and I'm not going to ask for an answer to that, but is there any relationship, I'll say, between the two processes?
I'm speaking up in part because that's one of the projects that I have some direct involvement with, and so kind of sort of the intersection of these two. The board has board advisors for different projects, where all the board members are involved in all the projects quite actively. The conceptual framework is looked to only if there's for transactions and events that are outside the scope of the existing standards. When we update the conceptual framework, it does not automatically change any of the existing standards. So that's separate agenda decisions, and then go through and look at what we prioritize, what we change in existing standards. So I think that there would not be any kind of automatic knock-on effect from the conceptual framework being finalized. And certainly enough questions have been raised around differing aspects of regulatory activities that I would expect the view of the board to be, this is a prediction, not, you know, not authoritative, that it makes sense to proceed with the long-term regulated activities project. Regardless, having said that, there certainly is interaction between the two projects because we expect the debates on the conceptual framework to influence the thinking about recognition and measurement in any major standards that we do after it's completed. And frankly, part of the plan was to use some of the learning from this project, you know, as we're going along, almost as examples that we use to test some of the more generic thinking in the conceptual framework project. But it's not like we're going to have guidance in conceptual framework that specifically answers the, you know, the major questions from rate regulators.
It would be application of the framework, and I think there's been enough discussion about disclosure, information that's actually helpful to understanding how rate regulation works to think about whether or not it would, some disclosure requirements to go with that would be appropriate.
For example, yeah.
For example. So what it does is it potentially changes the types of activities that might meet the asset or liability definitions, but as Mary says, you don't want to fall back on that very generic guidance on a definition of assets or liabilities. You actually want a bit more specificity around that to show how that works for particular activities like this. And rate regulation are complex, and so I think they probably justify having extra application.
Does that?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On that note, then, I'm not seeing any other signs of any other business. So just reasonably to say thank you again so very much to everybody who's contributed on the phones and the video as well as face-to-face. It really is very, very valuable input to this project, and I thank you very much for your input. And again, if I can ask you if anybody has got information they'd like to share about their business combinations or any other aspects of their situation that they would like to share, please do email it into me or pick up the phone and chat. The more input I can get, obviously, the more information we can pass on to the board and make sure this project goes in a forward-moving direction. So thank you very much indeed. And thank you any time. Fisher, anything else you'd like to finish with?
Thank you all for your time and patience.
Thank you in particular. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye.